She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky, and today was picture day, so my daughter wears this, like, tutu dress on the bottom with these gold sequins on top, and this, like, totally costumey-looking outfit, and you know what? She wants to wear what she wants to wear, and as she got out of the car, she said something like, I don't like drawing attention to myself. Oh, well, here goes, and I think part of it, she saw the other kids, and they were all dressed normal, and it made her kind of nervous, and I think it's hard because kids, Andrew, you know this, they could tease you if you're different, if you dare to be yourself, right? She's just like, I am who I am, I dress how I dress, and I feel confident. But it's hard with the other kids. So we need to teach our kids kindness. And somebody who is called the new face of kindness is Joshua Coburn. He's a motivational speaker, mentor, and author, and he joins us now. Hi, Joshua.
Hi there. Pleasure.
Oh, it's so good to have you on. So the example that I gave, you know, where kids really just want to shine and be themselves, that's not always looked at in such a positive way. Have you encountered this when you're giving talks to kids? Is this something you focus on, is letting being you, right, and letting yourself feel the way you want to feel about things and dress the way you want, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I see it in every single school and honestly every adult group that I speak to and with. It's a constant thing, and I think we go through it in phases throughout our life, too. We have confidence now, we go through life changes, things alter us a bit, then we're less confident, and we kind of go through that phase several times. But, yeah, it's very much rooted in what do other people think of me is how a lot of us view it, rather than what do I think of myself. And I think that's kind of really what I like to address most when I'm in front of a crowd, or even one-to-one. I think that works best.
When we do the work that we do, Joshua, a lot of it stems from our own personal experience. So what brought you to do this type of work?
I felt very rejected by not necessarily students or friends, but my family when I was young. They didn't understand that I grew up in a small town. They didn't understand my likes because it was very kind of big city. I was very into art and tattoos and music, and all these things didn't fit in a small farming community. So I was essentially outcast by my grandfather and grandmother, and it was very uncomfortable, and I felt very rejected. So I didn't want others to feel like I felt growing up, and that's really what led me to where I'm at today.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I was telling Andrew before the show is if she hasn't seen me, you should look you up, because you've got tattoos and you've got the big black earring things that, you know, in the ear holes, and you're just who you are, and I think that's so important, especially because you could have just been like, oh, my grandparents who I love are saying I shouldn't be like this, so I'm going to change. And I think it's so great that not only who you are, but you're helping other kids be who they are. What are some of the other things you talk about in your manners and motivation tour?
I think it's fun. It's about fundamentally being who you are, regardless of kind of what your outside is. We do focus a lot on kindness and respect, because obviously bullying is this big topic. And when bullying is mentioned, we often talk about how to prevent bullying, but we rarely address kind of the underlying themes. You know, obviously it starts at home, but it starts with the things we're all taught when we're very, very little, which is kindness and respect for others and kindness and respect for ourselves. And I think that's often overlooked because it seems so simple, but really it's what works.
You know, absolutely. And it's interesting because when I saw that you're on the show today, I was like, you know what, that's such a good topic, because I think for those listening and for myself, excuse me, and for Lisa, we'd love to hear some tips. So what are some of the things that you do teach these students? You know, if you can give us, let's say, three tips that would come out of your tour that we could take away and our listeners can take away today, what would they be?
Absolutely. The first one is communicate, communicate, communicate. And that's really the basis for it. A lot of times we don't understand someone else's action, someone else's look, or whatever it may be, and we don't ask, we just judge. But if we ask the question, we might be like, oh, you know what, the reason for that, you know, sparkly top and mismatched shoes today was important for something in their life, and then you can kind of relate a little more. And the second piece of that is being willing to be vulnerable and really put yourself out there, take a chance on approaching that individual you may really not understand. So breaking those barriers is really pretty huge. Lastly, understand that not everyone is going to understand. There's always failure involved with trying to approach somebody. Not everybody's going to be thrilled with it. But we have to fail to grow. Really, a successful life is built on the learnings from failure. And I think that's also very important to address, because without it, we're not growing. If we're not uncomfortable, we're not moving forward.
That is absolutely true. Yeah, that makes such a difference. And I think that when you can teach these to kids, and I'm wondering, I know you work with high school students. Do you work with younger kids as well? Because I think the younger they can learn this, and it can be reiterated to them again and again, I think that can go a long way. But it's never too late, right? I mean, I'm sure you've seen teens that have maybe a bad attitude for different things they've been through, but you're able to kind of meet them where they are and help them grow.
Absolutely. When I'm on the Manners and Motivation Tour, I usually speak to students down to about the fifth grade, because the content is pretty heavy. We do cover depression, anxiety, being alone, self, really the self-esteem is huge, also bullying, but we also cross into suicide and really heavy topics, you know, self-harm and stuff. Anything below that can get, you know, a little confusing.
Oh, definitely.
But I do work with younger students on a more workshop basis, and that is really truly built around kindness and respect. Just understanding that, again, the communication part of it. If you don't understand, ask. And if you have something nice to say, be brave and say it. A lot of us think, oh, I really like that gentleman's coat, or I like his watch, or, you know, when you're a kid, it's like, oh, you know, he's into the Cardinals or the Cubs or whomever, but you never say anything. So they still remain at arm's length. But if you go up and you're like, hey, you know what, I like your Cubs shirt. You know, I saw they won the other night. I'm proud of that. How about you? Then you just created a bond with somebody that was a total stranger 5 minutes ago. And when that can be established very young, it builds confidence, but it also builds friendships much longer term.
I love that you said that. I'm one to always compliment someone. And when I travel, like I was just this last, a couple of weeks ago, I saw a couple of women wearing beautiful outfits, and I would look at them. I'm like, you look beautiful, or I love what you're wearing, or I'm at the airport, and I would compliment them. And it's funny because I find, and especially I compliment women, and I like to go out of my way to do that. And I find that they're like taken aback. They're like, whoa, yeah. Did you just give me a compliment? Like it's, I think you're right, Joshua. Like, I think it's one of those things that a lot of people probably don't do, or are like, ah, whatever. I'm sure she knows she looks good. You know, that you don't actually go and say it to people.
Well, and a lot of times it's a misunderstood thought, because the people that work the hardest at it often are, you know, the ones who are suffering the most from lacking self-esteem and other things in their life. And if you can give just a simple word, I mean, it's amazing that, hey, you look nice today, or, you know what, I'm glad you're smiling because it made my day better. I was having it rough today. Mm. Simple things like that can not only change their day, but their life. You don't know what they're going through in that moment. And it changes yours too. I mean, nothing feels better than seeing somebody else smile because you helped them in some manner.
We only have about a minute or so left, but I'm just curious, do you have teens come up to you afterwards and ask if they could speak with you further, or do they open up about, you know, family issues? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. I get more messages when I'm speaking in schools. My inbox is full for 3 to 4 weeks. And years later, I still get messages. Hey, I'm getting ready to go in the workforce. You know, what do I do at this point? How do I address these situations? So we're talking 5, 6 years later, students are still coming back to me. And I give daily reinforcement too on, you know, Facebook and Instagram and through joshuacoburn.com. And, you know, it's really there to continually reinforce. So they always come back to us. Absolutely.
You know, before we go, Josh, I just want to know, do you have kids of your own?
I do. Yeah. 7 and 8.
Wow, they are probably pretty amazing children. So they're lucky to have you as their dad. I love
I love
the work you're doing. I love the work, and I think we would love to have you back on, because I think your message is incredible, and I think a lot of us, you know, our audience, ourselves, Lisa and I, can all benefit from speaking to you more often. So thank you so much for joining us today. And you can visit Joshua, like he said, at his website at joshuacoburn.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and please be kind to each other. Stay well.